Good morning on this Friday, March 27th. I'm Brady Johnson, filling in for Joseph Leahy. Here is today's news. East Moline city leaders shared a positive update at the annual State of the City luncheon yesterday at the Bend Event Center. Mayor Reggie Freeman told the meeting sponsored by East Moline Silvis Rotary Club that he's seen great partnership among communities in the Quad Cities, and his town is making lots of progress in his third term. He spoke about the comprehensive effort to improve the downtown area, repaving and landscaping major thoroughfares, making them more pedestrian-friendly. Freeman noted East Moline has been awarded millions in funding for the work.
This year marks the second year of construction with a $23.7 million federal raise grant and $11.5 million in local and state funding. We are taking a major step forward in transforming our downtown.
This year, reconstructing 12th and 15th Avenues downtown will be the focus, as well as streetscaping in the Bend and Rust Belt areas. The Davenport City Council and the Humane Society of Scott County are not continuing a long-term contract for animal control and sheltering services. At last night's joint work session, Humane Society Board Chair Tyson Daner says the organization doesn't believe there is a productive relationship with the city to build on. They want to seek a responsible transition. The current contract is up this summer. Some council members were open to a six-month contract costing over $600,000. There was interest in offering a monthly contract following that one for the transition, which would be around $100,000 a month. The nonprofit says it costs over $1.2 million a year for all associated services. The board will need to make a formal request to the City Council for approval. A local nonprofit is seeking public support in reaching its capital campaign goal to maintain safe, affordable housing in the Quad Cities over the next 5 years. Humility Homes and Services in Davenport aims to raise $2.9 million to cover housing improvements and program support. So far, the organization has raised over $2.7 million in private funding. CEO Ashley Velez-Hagler says the Department of Housing and Urban Development regulates the rental rates, which are 20% to 30% below fair market rate.
Well, that is still high for people who are living, you know, on Social Security or who are making minimum wage, or, you know, if they have young kids, they can only work part-time because we know we have a lack of childcare in our community. So we did this campaign in order to help keep our rents below the market rate.
She says there is not much grant funding to maintain properties, and without additional support, they would have to raise rents, which would affect the unit's affordability. The public goal is $200,000. Those interested can learn more by visiting the Humility Homes and Services website. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law that raises the tax on HMO health insurance plans going back to January 1st of this year. The tax paid by some insurance companies is going from less than 1% to 3.5% through September. Reynolds says Iowa is facing growing Medicaid budget deficits. She says she looked at other several options to help cover the gap, including her failed proposal to raise the tobacco tax.
This right now looks like probably the most feasible way that we can do that without starting to hurt maybe some of the individuals that are receiving the services, because that would mean taking some of them away.
Democrats oppose the tax increase, saying it'll cause Iowans' health insurance premiums to increase when people are already struggling to afford health care. Reynolds says it's a temporary tax hike and insurance companies don't have to pass the cost on to Iowans. Augustana College is hosting a panel discussion on the use of artificial intelligence in education this Tuesday. One of the panelists is Alex Mazak, the Director of Digital Learning and Innovation at the East Moline School District. He says AI has been around for a while, such as GPS and music app algorithms. However, generative AI, which creates content from internet data, is rapidly changing the landscape. His role at the district is to assist teachers on when technology tools like AI can be useful and when they should be avoided.
It's really important to also understand that we're not offloading all of our thinking. Those academic integrity concerns are huge for teachers and really important for us to think about, again, that human and technological balance.
The panel, called What AI Can't Teach, What Will a Student Remember in 20 Years, starts at 4 p.m. at Augustana College's Gerber Center on Tuesday, March 31st. Free registration is due by the end of today, March 27th, and registration can be found on the Augustana College's events website. This morning, the Illinois men's basketball team is in the Elite Eight after defeating the University of Houston 65-55. David Mirkovich had 14 points and 10 rebounds. After the game, Keaton Wagler says Illini Nation was strong in the stands in Houston.
Yeah, shout out to our fans for coming in and, you know, being loud. I think they were really loud. I heard our fans more than their fans. So, yeah, shout out to them.
Next up, the Illini take on ninth-seeded Iowa to see which Big Ten team will make it to the Final Four. Tip-off is tomorrow at 5 p.m. in Houston. Our Quad City area forecast calls for partly sunny skies before gradually becoming sunny this afternoon with a high near 49. Gusty winds from the northwest up to 35 miles per hour today, and then from the south up to 30 miles per hour tomorrow, combined with relative humidity, will result in an elevated fire risk today and tomorrow. The greatest concern will be west of the Mississippi River, where winds will likely be the strongest. Avoid outdoor burning if at all possible, as conditions may be favorable for the rapid spread of fires and could make any fires that start difficult to contain. We'll have clear skies tonight with a low around 24, sunny skies tomorrow with a high near 53, partly sunny skies with a high near 65 on Sunday, and we'll start Monday off with mostly sunny skies with a high near 79. You're listening to WVIK Quad Cities NPR.